Mary Sanders has been working for the Salvation Army's Red Kettle Drive for, well, as long as I can remember.
Well, almost since I've been here in town, about 10 years.
Really? I'm glad you brought your bell with you. Because I wasn't sure. Were we still ringing bells?
We are.
Okay, because I know there was kind of a flap about that a few years ago, not here in town.
Oh, no, that was some commercial enterprise that will be nameless.
Okay, good. Let's keep it that way. So tell me, Mary, how soon do you start organizing for this?
Well, we like to get it going right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, but it obviously takes more planning, though, don't you think? I mean, is it second nature for you now?
Fly by the seat of my pants here.
Okay. No.
But, yeah, a little before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I do, like, visit ministerium and try to enlist some support elsewhere.
How many bell ringers usually participate?
We must, you know, it's been a while since I've counted the number here. 40?
Really?
At least, yeah. And some are repeats. There are some wonderful volunteers, and there are even some unsolicited volunteers that come in, especially on the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. I hadn't scheduled yet.
Oh.
Because I was out of town, You know, Thanksgiving came so fast this year, so early.
So they just showed up with their bells? Is that what they did?
Well, right? I had the buckets set out before okay. I left town. You know, we take them down the shore and we set them out. Mm-hmm. And then we go see the kids and come back. And came back and learned that at one of the stores in town here, a wonderful woman had come in and rung a whole bunch of hours because it was a really busy, busy day. Made a difference. Made a big difference.
So these are volunteers. And
they are.
Anybody in any profile in particular or just folks that want to?
A profile. A friendly person.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's good to be friendly.
Well, most of the ones that I've seen are friendly.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So do you set a goal for this? I mean, any kind of a financial goal?
Well, whatever we take in those buckets is our budget for the next year.
Oh.
And that's what we can use locally.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to do as much as we can.
Typically, what does that run?
Last year it was about $8,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how nice. That's a lot of money.
It is quite a bit.
For all those little buckets?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's just as a matter of curiosity, where do you keep the buckets over in the off-season?
Okay. Where do we keep them in the off season? Yeah. I've never been asked that. Well, the senior center kindly gives us a shelf.
Okay.
In their garage.
Okay. That's they're only out for the Christmas season. I just
they
wondered
are.
Where they were.
They have to come home, get cleaned up, and packed up, and then they drag them out again in November.
True. So they're all over the county, right?
The buckets.
Yeah.
Yes. They're up in Hovland at the store there.
Chicago Bay Marketplace.
Chicago Bay Marketplace, thank you. And they're as far as Tofty.
Really? So they're all.
And the general store there has a big bucket.
A big one?
Yes.
Bigger than, okay.
Well, the kind that you have bell ringers at.
There's
the little countertop buckets. There are about 7 of those out now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for home. I have two new little countertop buckets. So if anybody wants to volunteer a counter.
Well, Mary, before I let you go, this takes a lot of coordination and this sort of thing, and I just kind of wanted to ask you personally, why do you do this? And why have you been doing it for as long as you have?
Oh, I think it's because of my longstanding connection with Salvation Army. When we were, Doug and I were still living in Michigan for those 21 years, we got connected on a volunteer basis with the advisory board. He was on the advisory board because they enlist business people to support and advise. And then I was involved with the Women's Auxiliary. And we were right there in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is a divisional headquarters.
Oh,
our
okay.
divisional headquarters is down in Roseville. Excuse me. And I just learned what great people they were and what good work they did. It's very reliable, responsible organization.
Sounds like it's rewarding.
That does the very basic work that's needed to be done.
Sounds like it's
to
rewarding
help
for you. Rewarding for you?
Yeah, I I suppose it is.
This is no.
I'm not there on the front line.
No
where this,
time.
You know,
to be
right
modest.
Right now, I'm not on the front line where services are delivered. We do have a service unit in town here, and when situations come up, like a homeless person, mm-hmm. you know, ends up in town and needs some shelter, the service unit is consulted usually by law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. But I would say that you do a service too.
Well, thank you.
And have for 10 years.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary Sanders.
You're welcome.
Salvation Army's Red Kettle Drive is in her competent hands, and I urge those of you out there to see if we can't make that $8,000 goal again.